Just a few years ago in Spain, bullfighting seemed to be on its way out. Many people, especially younger Spaniards, were telling pollsters they just weren't interested. Now, a new breed of bullfighters seems to be changing that. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
Crowds of young people are gathered outside a stadium in Madrid. Many have waited all night in the ticket line. But it's not a rock concert that's about to begin. It's a bullfight, and a matador named José Tomás is appearing in the city's main bull ring. One of the aficionadas wears a stylish red dress with spaghetti shoulder straps. She has a small designer purse under her arm. The tickets sold out in no time, so Raquel Campoy grows impatient as she haggles with a toothless old man. Do you think I would spend the night sleeping here, she says to the aging scalper, so that someone could charge me 300 euros for a ticket? That's almost $500, which is cheap. Some fans are being asked to pay more than $1,000 for a seat. Bullfighting was supposed to be a thing of the past, and yet this bullring has an atmosphere like a hip nightclub, swarming with what the Spanish insist on calling los beautiful people, models, celebrities, and politicians. Zaida Padrino is 24 years old and lucky. She has season tickets. José Tomás is number one. He's the best. He stands where nobody else stands. He fights like nobody else fights. He has it all, she says. But this star is famously reclusive. José Tomás shuns the media and usually refuses to let his bullfights be televised. But these highlights that were shown on television show him so close to the bull, it's as though he wants to be gored. And he often does get stabbed by the bull's horns. It seems that the sight of his blood, as much as the bull's, is what excites the crowd. But it's not just José Tomás who's causing a sensation. Elle magazine declared another of the small group of celebrity matadors, the handsome Cayetano Rivera Ordóñez, its man of the year. But a majority of Spaniards are still either not interested or, in fact, strongly opposed to bullfighting. One of Spain's most celebrated novelists, Antonio Muñoz Molina, says the resurgence of interest makes him feel ashamed to be a Spaniard. He wrote an op-ed in the country's leading newspaper, El País, recalling how his father made him sit through interminable fights in his youth when Spain was a dictatorship. Who would have thought, Muñoz Molina wrote, that in this new century, something that repulsed us as one of the worst vestiges of our past would be converted in something modern and sophisticated? Is there really anything noble, he continues, about tormenting an animal and finishing him off in a repulsive sequence of clumsy thrusts? Zaida Padrino thinks there is. Of course it suffers, she says, but that's what it's bred for. The fighting bull lives free and has a fantastic life in the 5 years before it goes to the ring, she adds. Some critics say José Tomás has got it all wrong, that bullfighting is all about gracefully evading the bull. But one leading commentator praised him, saying he shows that bullfighting is about the beauty of death. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.